Good evening, everybody. It's so wonderful to be here with you. Thank you to Tenny and to everyone at Desert Rain for inviting me to join you at this retreat. It's such an honor and a pleasure. And I'm just thrilled to be here. And just also special extra thanks to Jen and Martha. What a blessing you guys are. So much work and such beautiful practices. Oh, you're just my heart, so thank you. And thank you to everyone. You know, as others have said, it is not easy to get here. And here we are. I was talking to a friend a couple of days ago, and I mentioned to her that I was going on retreat. And she said, "Oh, how relaxing." And of course, we chuckle because this is not relaxing in the sense of being easy. And I do want to invite you to relax into the retreat. This doesn't mean, of course, avoiding difficulty or taking it easy, taking a break, or indulgence, but rather an invitation to relax the habits of the heart-mind, the burdens, what Tenny was talking about, the agony that we carry, the stories that we tell, the cogitating, the habit of moving quickly, of trying to be good, of spinning a story about the self over and over and over again, of solving problems and figuring things out. We can relax the habits of mind, and still we bring this quality of attention and awareness. It can be easy. It doesn't have to be a strain, but it's not the same as checking out. Shitu Shikyan described this in the Song of the Grass Hut. Let go of 100 years and relax completely. Open your hands and walk innocent. So it's an invitation to let your heart mind slow down and settle, which it'll do more or less naturally. You don't have to whip it into shape. So that we can start to feel into the largeness of things. And how everyone here supports us. And how everything around us is our own body. When I was a little girl, we spent summer days at the beach in Galveston. And my sister and I loved to play in the waves. I can still remember exactly what it feels like to body surf or to kind of roll in the wave, like somersault after somersault in the wave. And then I also loved that place under the waves where it was quiet. I thought that I was the only person who knew about that place. Sort of a secret refuge. And it was quiet and still there, even as the other kids were rolling in the waves. And as we settle into retreat, we start to find a still place where we can watch the waves and maybe just not be so bothered by them. And as we are there, we know more and more that we are that ocean. We are an instance of ocean. Vast and wide. And there we can start to hear some quiet voices. Voices inside us and around us, weaving through us. So I invite you to give yourself the time and space and tenderness to relax into the gift of retreat and to open your hands and walk innocent. And now, as Yunmen suggested, I want to try to say it upside down. Relaxing into retreat is a lovely thing to do. And it's not the whole story. Even as we find that stillness and quiet, our heart minds are singing and moving. Retreats can allow us a chance to feel into some roiling emotions, roiling energy in our body, and the movement of our minds. And as Tenny was saying, in our tradition, we don't suppress this movement. We find ways to move with it, and the koans really help us to go with it creatively. A student asked Zhao Zhou, "Does a newborn baby have consciousness?" Zhao Zhou said, "Tossing a ball on rushing waters." The student went on to ask Tu Zi, "What does tossing a ball on rushing waters mean?" Tu Zi said, "Moment after moment, it never stops flowing." Moment after moment, we never stop flowing, changing, becoming. And in retreat, we have a chance to embrace this natural activity and feel our way towards aligning ourselves skillfully with it. We don't have to control it. Like the ball on rushing waters, we let ourselves go for the ride. Even as we find that still place under the waves, where we are ocean, at the same time, we play in the waves and learn to surf. There's stillness in the waves and movement in the stillness. We roll and rumble and tumble until we don't know which way is up. So as we set forth together this week, I offer you this blessing. May you soften and slow and put down your burdens, like shoes too worn to go further. May you touch the still point of this spinning world. May you be tumbled by the waves of heart-mind until only diamonds remain. May you enjoy weaving the ancient web of support that sustains us. May you let things get bigger and weirder and softer and stranger.